Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
And roaches suck.
We're here.
Jeff sucks.
All right, go ahead with your roaches rant.
It's an old complaint.
Well, complain
I
about
hate this
it,
time
then,
of year.
Stupid.
I'm beginning to hate Christmas.
Oh, God. I
because
love this
freaking Hallmark Channel.
Do you know how many Hallmark movies are? In fact, before I came today,
it's
I watched
on nonstop.
One. I was watching one today before I came.
I can't even watch my own TV anymore.
It's beautiful. And I get the other channel, too. There's the Hallmark Mysteries and Movies channel.
My mystery. The only mystery is why someone's watching it.
Millions of people are, buddy.
I
can say is we're going to have limited movies to watch at Man Week this year.
Well, we're not watching freaking Hallmark
I've been
channel.
Off for 2 months. I'll be off for three
no,
months.
That's no, that's not right. You no. can't do that.
You got
to
stop.
The way
you
I feel.
Guys have to
stop.
Have your draft. You got to set off a tab.
Yeah, when's
list.
Our draft?
Yes, you got to ask Rick.
Yeah, well, you got to slow down. Watch a series.
Watch
a Netflix series.
We may have to go dig deep this year.
No. Then you're watching movies you've watched. I don't care.
Well, we get one where it doesn't matter.
I say that we open that to 20.
That's right. That the rule is one.
One.
Per person.
One per person.
Yeah, one per person. So?
So there's three movies.
That means you're going to have to dig deep for the other two that you pick.
You got to stop watching the movies.
Stop. Watch a series.
Maybe we'll find a gem in there.
Get on Netflix and watch a series.
I've been on Netflix. That's what I've been watching. But Netflix is what we're going to watch in the mountains, idiot.
Yeah, but we're watching movies, not series.
There's a million Netflix movies.
There's a million series. Get into one of them.
Have you noticed that Netflix is getting into the Hallmark flavor?
Yeah, I love
Netflix. They're burning out, what, two or three of them
yeah,
this year?
Yeah,
two or three. That's nothing. They got like 30 on Hallmark Channel.
They're moving, though.
I think there's 24 new ones on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah,
Hallmark...
I can't even tell which movie it is because it's the same characters and it's the same story.
They're great. Which one were you watching? What was the plot line?
It's Christmas.
Seriously,
and someone has lost the Christmas spirit.
No.
And
this
there's
one
involved.
This one this morning was fabulous.
The one I watched it was on when I came downstairs.
Why are you watching it?
Yeah,
because
why
it's
you
on when I come downstairs. The girls are already
you can't
up.
Change it?
Well, not when they're watching.
So this one was fabulous because
it's the one, it's a repeat. It's from what you
shut called. Up, of course. The
yeah,
woman,
shut up.
The woman has a little kid who's got a heart condition.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like watching after this old man who passes away.
Of course.
And he leaves her with $100,000.
Happens every day.
To help so the kid can get an operation. So he's good.
Yeah.
But the old guy's children, who happens to be, one of them happens to be a young enough guy that would be interested in the mother of
just
this
happens.
Kid. It just happens.
It just works out that way.
They come into town because they're pissed that he gave away this money. They
want their $100. I don't blame them.
I don't blame them. Screw that kid.
Well, then, you know, love
then
is
what,
in the air.
Stupid?
It's Christmas time.
You
love
know
is
what it
in
is?
Air.
Hallmark made one Mad Libs script 20 years ago. And it's just, you know, two people meet. One is occupation, and another one is occupation.
Yeah, and what's places. I?
Yep.
You just write in Dude Ranch.
I do have to say.
City. Small town.
No, this was actually, yeah, it wasn't a small town.
And then
it wasn't the Dude
and
Ranch.
The title is just Blank
Train.
Christmas.
No,
the
this
blank
one,
of Christmas.
I think, was called A Christmas Wish.
Oh, yeah. Christmas
Hope. A Christmas Dream.
My mom was watching one
Christmas Miracle
right before I came here. I stopped over at her house and she was watching one about she was a actress or something,
mm-hmm.
and there's some there was a paparazzi guy following her around.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's yeah. a classic.
I've talked to the paparazzi guy.
You've talked to him?
Yeah, I interviewed him a while back when I was writing some.
That just proves how B they are.
So is he listening?
Wow. B. He's actually a good guy.
Maybe not B.
Like D.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, is he making money off of this show?
I don't know if anybody makes money off that.
Yes, he is.
All right.
Stuff, so, you know what we should do? We are, because we'd have six picks. They should be Hallmark movies for
Yeah, if I throw in one, there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do.
There's not a thing you can do.
Nothing you can do.
No, we have a no phone policy.
Yes,
no
phone
policy. Wait, hold on. Is this a vacation or is it a Clockwork Orange? Are you duct taping his eyes open?
Yeah, you guys aren't.
Oh yeah, you can't sleep and you can't be on your phone during the movie.
Stop with the commie talk. I can do what I want.
No, you can't. You can't. And I might throw in a Hallmark movie. Oh,
hey, Roach has had several things thrown at him at Man Week.
Yeah.
Because he starts snoring.
Really?
Oh yeah. We fire in the movie. Crap at him.
Mid-movie? He starts snoring.
Yeah. And then he wakes up like, what's going on?
What are you doing?
I wasn't snoring. Why can't I sleep?
You can sleep. You just don't get the other part of the rule.
Yeah. We've said that.
Snoring is part of sleeping. Like breathing.
No, it is.
That's like saying you can sleep, but you can't breathe.
Well, you can't do it while we're trying to watch your movie.
Do you ever pour some water on him and tell him you're all pissed off?
I'm telling you, we throw shit at him.
We throw crap. And
Kevin has whipped pillows at him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the worst one. That's what.
He doesn't snore when he falls asleep in a chair.
No, he doesn't. Sometimes he doesn't.
But he sleeps constantly.
Well, he does sleep.
The rule is you can sleep a whole.
Sleep.
How many times we got to tell you that?
I didn't hear a thing. So,
what? Why would you fall asleep anyway?
Because I'm tired. I need a little napper.
There's something wrong with him.
Because it's the sleep apnea.
It's the sleep apnea. Yeah. He's not sleeping at night.
Yeah.
He
did
is
I
not
tell you I'm going?
Yeah, you should.
For
though.
The test?
That's good.
Yeah, I got to go for the test.
Oh, boy.
When do you have to do that?
I got to set it up. I can't do it. I can't sleep now, so.
Yeah.
I gotta wait till I can sleep again.
Oh, it's fun. You won't sleep there because you're being watched. Big Brother's watching you the whole night. You're hooked up to a million.
Well, then how
machines.
Can I tell if you don't sleep?
I don't know.
Because everybody, miraculously, everybody has sleep back to me when they go there.
I would be uncomfortable with that. What if you have some dream where, you know.
The
you,
second night you sleep a lot better.
There's a hot woman in your dream.
You gotta do it two nights?
You gotta do it two nights, yeah.
In a row?
Back to back?
No. You go once. They review your results, and then if you don't have sleep apnea, which I'm sure you do with the amount you snore, just like Roach does with the amount he snores.
Oh, he definitely has it.
I'm fine.
He's like the top. See, we got to be on YouTube.
Then you got to go back the second night, and then they test you out with the machine
and
then
tell you what you need to buy for
those
them.
Results. And
no, you don't.
Exit through
this
the gift
company
shop.
Is, you know. Here's the stuff, but we don't own it, you know.
It's no different
than... The guy's
than,
the president of both.
It's no different than Disney World. You get off the ride, and they're going to send you through a gift shop. You got to buy some crap.
I love how Roach believes, because he believes that he doesn't have sleep apnea, it's all a conspiracy.
It's a scam.
How do you think it's not a scam? How did people live 40 years ago?
Well, that's the point. They died.
Good. Less the better.
Yeah, well, good. I ain't dragging your ass out of the cottage
but
up there. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, that's true.
People are living too
you
long.
You know, can you imagine a tip we're going to have to give the firefighters to come and pull him out? Because I ain't leaving. He ain't ruining Man Week for me.
I'm not tipping either. You know what? We'll shut the door. You get the bedroom downstairs. We shut the door up
we'll
there.
We'll cover him in salt and stuff.
I'm just saying.
We'll put like blankets and stuff underneath the door so nothing can seep out.
You go to a funeral, the best thing you can ever hear in your life is he died in his sleep. Because there's a lot.
Yeah,
worse
when
ways
you're
to
90
die.
Years old.
How about a 46?
Not
idiot.
When you're 46, stupid.
I don't know about a thing, man.
Hey,
it's
you
all,
know what?
All good.
All I'll say is, my wife likes to watch HGTV, and they're always talking about how you need conversation pieces in your house. I think a roach corpse in a bedroom.
Hey, yeah,
there's going to be a
hey,
conversation.
Come on up here and look at this.
911. What's your emergency? We're going to need some guys. We got a body to pull out of
we
here.
We got a body and we need a lot.
We're going to need some guys and some equipment.
We got to call backup.
Well, who's the biggest guys you got? Please send them over.
You might need some door widening equipment.
I don't have the National Guard's number, but maybe.
We'll have to tell the guys, listen, when you get to the head of the stairs, It's okay if you just roll him down.
Yeah.
We get it.
He said he's not going to know anyway.
He's dead anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Just roll him.
Roll him down. Do I get the big bed this year?
What?
Can I stay downstairs?
No, you don't. I got a knee issue.
Oh, you do.
Major surgery.
You'll be fine by then.
Major surgery.
Both of you are upstairs.
See, I don't get it. I snore. I'm such a pain. But I can't sleep in a room by myself.
No, he wants the room with the king bed. I can't do that to my friends. But I don't want them to know that you were sleeping in their bed.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what?
They don't have to know.
You know what'll happen? You know, they'll know. The two of them will get in bed and they'll fucking fall into they'll fall into a cavern.
They're like, what's this smell?
They won't be able to get out of bed. They'll be so far in there. What happened?
Yeah. On his tombstone, it'll say, "Roach died because sleep apnea was a scam."
His last words were, "Good riddance. Those people need to die anyway."
No,
How are you doing the mask anyways?
What do you mean? How are you doing?
You have to shave.
Works fine for me.
Well,
more proof than
I went through training for. Silicate and asbestos, and you have to be shaved to put the masks on.
Yeah, but you're keeping stuff out, idiot. He's not trying to keep stuff out.
Yeah, I'm trying to put
you're
stuff in.
You're trying to keep air from getting in.
It's not like life and death, though.
It shoots in so fast that air comes out. It's pressurized air.
Also, it's really...
It's really like
one of them breathers for you when you're in the hospital.
Yeah, it's not like it's medication or anything.
You need the air. I know you need the air.
You sure you're not just lazy?
No.
It helps breathe for you?
Yeah, my body is lazy. It shuts itself down and says, stop breathing while I'm sleeping.
Perfect.
I don't think he's being fair to us because I have a hard time sleeping. And it's not because he's snoring. It's because I'm afraid he's dying in there.
I don't even worry about it. I hope for
it. Don't be afraid.
I wish for it. That would be like Christmas morning. You wake up and there he is, cold and stiff.
His mouth just gently open.
I'll start tossing, try to toss some chips in
it. Mountain Dew in both
hands. Hey, Kev, come on and we're going to play a game. Look at Roach's mouth, though. Whoever gets the first one in wins.
It's like beer pong in his mouth.
Yeah. We got anything for this stupid show?
I did want to say Grootsy to all of our Swiss fans.
Oh, hey, what is that? How do we say that again?
Grootsy.
Grootsy?
Is that the correct pronunciation?
Well, I don't know. There's four languages. You can say Grootsy or Bonjour or Bonjourno or Bundy.
What's the
I'm going to go with Bundy.
Bundy?
What's the main language?
It depends where you are. Four official languages.
Well, we got to find out from our guy. Where is he?
I like some games. Please give us correct pronunciations. Which one you prefer.
And what dialect, or what language he uses.
Yeah, what language you use.
We've decided Switzerland's our new favorite
country. Did you know that the Swiss cities of Zurich, Geneva, and Bern regularly rank in the top 10 most livable cities in the world?
Wow. Let's go.
I
think we should do a podcast from there.
They make half the world's luxury watches.
You know what? We'll take our money that we've gotten from all of our listeners.
Did nobody tell them that people have phones now? iPhones? Google phones.
Let's not hate on the Swiss.
Some people like to wear a nice watch.
They got chocolate there.
Some people like to look like classy adults.
Does anybody wear a watch now?
I do.
Yeah, but he wears an Apple Watch.
It's a watch.
I think the watches have kind of come back in, though, haven't they?
Who's wearing a watch?
I typically wear a watch that I don't have to pull my phone out while I'm teaching.
I don't know that anybody wears it for...
They're not
function. It's a fashion accessory.
I want to get a watch, and the reason was because I don't want to have to click my phone and know what time it is. I want to go just be able to turn the wrist a little.
Why don't you go back to the 60s?
I wish I could any time.
He'd be dead if it was he'd already be dead.
Why is that?
I was like, look at you. You're a freaking mess. Medicine wasn't good. It's good back then.
I don't take any medicine.
Not yet.
What medicine do I take?
You're gonna.
Did they have Mountain Dew in the 60s?
They did.
Oh, yes, they did.
I wonder what year did Mountain Dew come out?
He didn't like the Mountain Dew back then.
I did like it. At some point, they switched to the corn syrup.
It had to be 60s.
And I've had that for 40 years, so I don't want to go.
This one right here is corn syrup.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want the Mountain Dew in a bottle. This
is sugar.
Just sugar.
I don't like it as well now.
This is unbelievable. When was Mountain Dew? 1940.
Yeah, I believe it.
Mid World War II.
I would have never guessed that.
That's crazy.
Yep, keep us a
revised formula in 1958. Further refining the formula in 1961.
That was probably one of them is corn syrup, right? Instead of sugar.
Corn syrup came in later.
When did they add corn? When did they take out sugar?
When did they get away from sugar and go corn syrup?
Come on, producer.
I can't believe I'm
reading.
Look
how quickly we got rid of Switzerland.
I can't believe I'm reading the history of Mountain Dew.
Hey, I can't believe he would choose corn syrup over sugar.
I know it.
Mister puts sugar on everything.
Corn syrup is sugar. Let's be honest.
It's just you get used to that.
Yeah, but the regular sugar taste. The real sugar tastes better.
There is a definite difference between
the two. There's no doubt. Yeah.
I remember the first time I had a Mountain Dew. It was a glorious day.
You know what? We used to get it when I was little, we'd go up to the fire hall to help Dad do something for whatever. And he'd buy us a bottle.
You just do a minimal amount of work to get a Mountain Dew.
1990s, they switched to high fructose.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's terrible. So my whole teenage years, I was drinking the good stuff.
So half my life it was corn syrup, and half my life it was sugar.
Now, Roach, how do you feel about the kind of broader family of Mountain Dew?
I rarely ever try them.
Yeah. You've never tried Electric Apple?
No.
Oh, I've never had that. Wow. I've had a lot of them.
I don't think I've had any of them.
Kickstart Dew Ice.
Oh, I've had that one.
Never tried.
I've had sips of. I've never bought one because.
How about Merry Mashup?
Dew's the
best. Yes, I've had the Merry Mashup.
Yeah,
too.
Why would you?
I would love to have a Dew right
Me
now.
Me too. I might for Christmas. I might do it.
I can't do it. I can't. I'll be right back. I'll be off the wagon.
I might
come to the dark side.
You know Mountain Dew? So Mountain Dew has a flavor called Mountain Dew Pitch Black.
Yeah.
Did you know that in 2005 they released a sequel to Pitch Black called Mountain Dew Pitch Black 2? Why? Sodas don't need sequels. It's not like you're coming back to see all your favorite characters.
It's all marketing.
When I was in college, they had one called Game Fuel. It was marketed with the whole Halo thing. It was the orange and the red mixed together. Oh, it was delicious.
For the longest time, I couldn't do caffeine. So you could buy it in Canada, and it didn't have caffeine in it.
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
I'm sorry I spoke about the sequel, because there's actually a Mountain Dew trilogy of Max Air, Max Air 2, and Max Air 3, all in Japan.
All right.
Oh, man.
I just drink Mountain Dew.
What do they
have
in Switzerland?
This.
That's what we need to know.
Do we talk about anything more than Mountain Dew on
You know what other Mountain Dew is delicious?
And they don't even give us any money for it.
I know. Why do we
sponsor us?
They
for
don't have to give me money. I am an enthusiast.
Have you had the Taco Bell exclusive Baja Blast Mountain Dew?
I only drink the regular.
Why would you get anything? If they
that
got regular too. Mountain Dew, you just get Mountain Dew.
It's the best ever.
All right, I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
So if you were a god, what improvements would you make physically to humans? What changes would you make?
Oh, there's lots of them.
Yeah, to ourselves or everyone?
All humans, as a
all
species.
Humans, stupid.
Gills.
You're a god, you're not
gills.
A human.
Yeah, I'd put gills on humans.
No, you know what I would do? You don't need to breathe, you don't need to eat, you don't need to poop, you don't need to pee.
I don't think
you
any
don't
of these
feel
things
pain.
Are improvements.
Those are all improvements.
I don't think so. I don't have to eat now. What am I going to do with my time?
You don't need to eat, so you have time to do everything.
Well, you don't need to.
I want more time
you don't
to eat.
Need to.
Well,
you
how
still
about,
can.
How about then you don't need to sleep? That
yeah.
buys you an extra.
Now you're talking.
Extra, you know, 6 to
like
10
that.
Hours a day.
I don't know. You're taking the best things in my life away. Sleep, eat, and poop?
Because that's because you need those.
Yeah, they're great.
Now, but you wouldn't need those.
Then what am I going to do? Read a book? Stop.
A million
I wish
things.
You could take the roach's ability to crap away from them. That would be nice.
How about the crapless gas? How about that?
Yeah.
Get rid of that.
Take away his gas and his ability to take a dump, and now he's a much better person.
Them are like three of my favorite things.
That's his only alone time.
I like the sleep
away
thing.
From his kids.
If you could take away the sleep, that would be perfect.
Oh, no way. Oh, sometimes the only reason I get out of bed is so I can take a nice nap.
I personally, I only sleep because I have to.
Me too.
I hate going to bed.
I do too.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it.
No.
I feel like
you're just wasting. You're wasting time when you go to.
That's how I mean, I have to because I, if I don't get 8, you know, hours, I'm miserable.
Right. No, yeah.
That's the only reason I got sleep. But I.
Somebody noticed that you were miserable.
You must not get enough to sleep. Then that's. He's not getting those.
Then you got the sleep after you, because you're always.
I never get 8 hours sleep.
Yeah, I usually don't either.
There's not enough time to do it.
I'm 6 typically.
Yeah. Well, I don't take naps generally, and I don't look forward to sleeping.
I don't like naps either because I wake up grumpier than I was before I took a nap.
You guys don't know how to nap. I'm telling you, when I was young and single, the only reason I even get out of bed on a weekend is so I could take a nap later in the day.
Yeah. There is really something nice about that afternoon nap.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
No, it's a waste. You naps feel are like
extremely beneficial. I feel like I lose the day, especially on a weekend.
Oh, you can't nap
when you're working?
Weekend. Yeah.
And you get to the weekend and you go to sleep at noon, let's say, and you wake up at 3, you go, oh, my, I just wasted 3 hours of the time off.
Maybe when you're retired now, you'll find that a nap is good.
I don't think so.
Every day's a weekend, so
yeah,
you got a nap at some point.
Yeah, wasted day. What do you care?
Yeah,
what do you care if I pop this upside your head?
I'll take that cane and beat you with it, old man.
For those of you who can't see.
Yeah, when's our YouTube channel?
They're fighting each other over who's going to hit who with old man's cane.
Old man has the cane, though, right now.
Next week, we're doing YouTube. Things are changing. I've had it.
If you listen to this show and you'd watch these idiots on video, let us know.
Oh, they would watch us.
Nobody would watch them, just like they don't listen.
Do you think they'd watch in Switzerland?
One guy, maybe.
I like some games.
He would watch us.
Let us know.
He'd be playing his games, and he's
just a listener. He's a listener.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So what? There's an audience out there that wants to see us.
Nobody wants to see us.
It might be a new audience.
People in our lives don't want to see us.
Yeah. They like that we're here because we're not around them.
You know what I dread?
I'm telling you.
Sundays, because I got to see you.
Everybody wants to see me. I feel like Sinatra sometimes. Work wants me there more.
You look and
my family
sound
wants
just
me
like
there
them
more.
Too.
People want me to do things for them. Sucks.
Your family wants you around more?
Yeah, all the time. I don't get it. Oh. You've seen me?
Wow.
Yeah, I got to put the rear axle in my Polaris.
See? Somebody wants something.
Which means he wants to stand there and watch you put in the rear axle to his
he
Polaris.
He can't do it either.
When? Not right away, right?
No, in a month or so.
Here we go.
Well, I'll give you
a hand. Back to this old house.
All right, what do you got? What do you got? You got another question
for
us?
We got a break here, and then we'll come back to a question.
I don't want to take breaks. I love doing this. Jesus, let's get this thing done.
All right, here we go.
Ryan's involved in the
episode. On the phone again.
What?
What are you, looking at our fantasy team?
Yeah, all our trades got
right. Hey, how about our fantasy team?
What about you?
Huge points.
56 points, 3 guys.
Steelers went off.
Oh, that's good.
Went off on Thursday.
I think the Bills are going to go off this week.
That was a roll.
They're playing the Jets.
Yeah, and they got Matt Barkley starting,
And the Jets, that defense of the Jets is pretty
damn good.
Who do
you guys got starting?
Wait, it's 2012, right? If it's 2012, I'm pretty stoked about Matt Barkley starting for the Bills.
Well, it's not 2012.
It's not 2012.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, Nicole. Sorry we didn't give you your sports talk warning.
I'm pretty sure at halftime.
Why is Peterman not starting?
He sucks.
Yeah, but he wasn't that bad on a high school team.
He's horrible. The guy's the worst quarterback ever.
He just tied Brett Favre with the most interceptions for a career.
Yeah.
And he's played 6 games.
I think I did see an article that said he was statistically the worst quarterback in the history of football.
They probably had to change the math on the QB rating
because
he's coming up negative.
He threw, he had 31 completions for 181 yards. That's horrible.
That's pretty hard.
That's horrendous. That's like with he averaged like
yeah, but you got to give it that the guy has no. They have no help.
They have no help, but he's terrible.
And two of the interceptions I saw were not his fault.
I'm pretty sure at halftime of this week, I will be watching Hallmark movies.
on the flip side, Roethlisberger had two more touchdown passes than incompletions in Thursday night game. Just saying.
Peterman's stat line last week was 31 of 49 for 188 yards with three interceptions.
And two of those were not his fault. Clearly not
yeah,
his fault.
Yeah, but did you hear the stat? 31 receptions he's for 188 yards?
He's throwing them where he has to throw them.
That's an average of six apparently yards not per pass.
Yeah, that's but barely that's, that is not his fault. He doesn't call the plays.
Okay. This is why Buffalo sucks so bad.
Because someone's horrible and everybody goes, this is really
horrible.
Not that bad.
And you listen
who
to
thinks that Barkley's going to be any better?
Nobody.
Nobody.
That's the point. So play Peterman.
And what?
See if he gets better.
Get the number one
he's
pick
not
in the draft.
Any better.
You're not
well,
getting
that's
any,
true.
This I mean, is a lost year. Point.
Yeah.
This is a lost year.
Well, what are you going to do with the number one pick? Pick a quarterback?
Yes.
No, you got maybe a quarterback.
You just did.
You don't have a quarterback.
How about a line?
Yeah, I think you do have a quarterback. I think we do have a quarterback.
I agree with that.
Man, he needs. Right, they need help.
He's in junior high
offensive
right now.
Line.
I mean, losing Woods and a couple others on that offensive line was killer.
Your quarterback's getting ready to go to college.
We
in
got
a couple
listen.
Years.
We have to move on because of the very few listeners that we do have. I don't think any of them are football fans.
Yeah. Think, how big is NFL in Switzerland?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. And I like some games. Do you guys get the NFL games in Switzerland?
And tell us who your favorite team is. We
do,
like them
do you watch
too.
Them?
And even if they were football fans, they ain't Bills
no,
fans.
No, they're not Bills fans.
Who do you think they root for in Switzerland?
They could be Steeler fans.
Who would Switzerland root for?
Would it be like one of the New York
It'd
teams?
Probably be Dallas.
I feel like maybe like
the Patriots.
I feel like they might go with like a Denver, you
it's
know, another mountain
Patriots.
City.
Patriots.
Oh, it could be a mountain city.
I think they
like
might feel a
Denver,
connection.
They might
like
feel
a
connection. They might feel a connection with Buffalo. They turn it on. It's always snowing. It's they might. They
we literally know nothing about Switzerland. We're just
well, and also
we've heard they have mountains.
Switzerland has a long history. They have a long history. Of
they
being
do
neutral
have little Debbie Swiss Miss. Cakes. I like those. Is that them?
No, Switzerland has a long that. History of being neutral, and the Bills haven't put up a fight in a long time. So that'd be... All right, here's a question. So I found this one. I liked it because a lot of times you guys talk about what you would do with your millions of dollars and how you'd completely change your life. You find a suitcase full of $750,000 in the brush by the highway.
Okay.
That's a really
it's
specific
been there,
number.
It's been there for at least a year.
A Pacific number?
Let me find a more Atlantic number here. You can tell
you
it's been there for at least a year. How would you integrate this money into your life without raising any red flags?
See, personally, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't either.
I turned it.
I could. And my plan is...
yeah, what's your plan, stupid?
I just deposit all the money I get and start living off this money.
What if that was the inheritance of some poor family that they got lucky and somebody inherited them $750?
Tough break.
No, I think what I'd be more afraid of, because nobody who's doing it legally carries around $750,000 in cash.
Oh, yeah.
So it's linked to some criminal enterprise.
Exactly. So first thing, you got to get rid of the suitcase.
I'm more afraid somebody's coming after me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to burn the suitcase. You got to get the money out, make sure there's no tracking on it.
You got to launder it?
No, I don't think you... Well, you can put it in the wash machine. No, you know, you just then you deposit all your money, and you got $5,000 on you all the time. Buy whatever you want.
See, I couldn't do it either because I'd constantly either be feeling guilty about spending the money or scared that I'm going to get caught.
Yep.
Okay, so. I say this at work all the time. Don't be scared, you're a big boy. Guys, like I'm scared to try. Don't be scared, you're a big boy. You're grown up now. Time for scaredness is over.
Well,
now and I don't feel bad about anything.
I don't think you can put it in the bank because I think
no. You'd have to put all your actual money in the bank. That I would just retire and pay cash for everything.
Oh, that's not obvious.
I'd wait a few years.
Doesn't nothing obvious
some
about
red
that.
Flags.
The guy quit. He retires.
Well, I have saved money.
He retired.
Not right away. I probably have to work another 5 years.
Everything he buys is with cash.
Everything I buy with cash now.
You're not buying, like, cars
car.
Or
I'm not
houses.
Buying a car. I would buy that with my real money.
Sir, we're here from the IRS. You retired last year with 50 cents in the bank, and you've been making a lot of big purchases.
What big? I wouldn't make any big purchases.
You just bought a $40,000 car.
I bought that with my real money.
I would not buy that with a car.
So then what would be the point in having the money?
Yeah, what's the sense then?
Just buy Mountain Dew with it?
You can retire. Go pay your electric bill with cash.
You know what I would?
You can do that. Go pay your cable bill with cash. You can
show up at the National, Grid headquarters and give them $50?
You can pay all them with cash.
He's working harder paying off all of his bills that he owns. You might as well just keep working.
No, you might as well not keep
working.
I'll
tell you what I wouldn't feel bad about. If you gave me $5 to swing this cane at him as hard as I can.
You can go out to eat anytime you want.
I would take that money.
I think we could muster up more than that.
Nice restaurant. You could go to, what is it, Salvatore's? Bring your friends. It's on me.
You know what? I'm thinking you should take me to Salvatore's because of my knee.
What are you going to do with the things that you have to buy with credit?
Okay.
If you need a new car,
use your real money. That's what I'm saying.
I love this. I love real money.
That's your money that you deposit, your savings account. Do you not save money for retirement?
Yeah, but if you retire, you're not collecting Social Security at 46.
No, I would use my 401k.
Where's your money coming in from?
My 401k.
He might never collect Social Security either. Yeah. He's young enough still that he might not. It might not be there by the time
first year I can collect, which is 2034. It's supposed to go to 75%.
62, is that?
Yeah, 62 in 10 months, 63.
I don't know what it is, 62 in something.
10 months.
I think it depends on how old you are.
Yeah, well, don't worry. Whatever yours is, it's youngest.
I think for Josh and I, it's about 69 and 3/4.
I think it did change. But it's the dude from Switzerland calling us.
Oh my, I'm going off air.
Hello.
It would be.
All right, we're back. That phone was so loud, it actually threw off the recording. The whole thing got scrambled there.
It was a butt dial from Dad. Typical.
Why do you have it so loud?
All right, here's a question for you guys. Since everybody's feeling hostile today, I had this one sitting on the back burner here for a while, and I feel like today's the day to bring it out.
Okay, can I just say I won the money thing because I'm living good.
Hey, listen. You're stupid. Let him have his win because I have a bad feeling he's not going to win this next one.
Oh, okay.
You're locked inside of a Home Depot in a cage match fight to the death. What aisle are you running towards?
Wait, who is in there with me?
The five of us.
Oh, so
it's a four fat guys cage match fight to the death inside a locked Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Last man standing gets to go home.
I'm running to the nail gun aisle.
See, I thought that, but here's the problem. You got to get that hooked up with...
Yeah, you got to get a tank. Load it all up.
The tanks are right there.
Yeah, we got to plug them in. They're not going
to
leave.
I'm running to the axe, pitchfork, sledgehammer aisle. That's where I'm going.
Oh, no. I got a new one.
I
got
to think about
it. I'm jumping on the forklift. I'm running you... guys down.
Oh, he's gonna kill us on a freaking forklift.
He can't even drive a forklift.
Oh, yes, I can. I do all the time.
I'll let him wait.
You know what? He's gonna be
so easy to get around behind him and club him with a
swing that. I'm gonna start doing donuts and chopping.
You know what?
Down.
He's gonna be.
You're not doing donuts in the aisle of a freaking.
Oh, you're going
Home Depot.
Flying.
Have you seen those videos where the guy's on a forklift and he hits like the aisle, all the shelves and everything comes over.
That would be roaches.
It's going to be roaches.
That'd be his strategy.
On top of you guys.
No, we won't be anywhere near you because you ain't going to be run down. Us. You're going to be shot in the head with your nail gun.
You'll be crying like a girl.
You're going to have a nail sticking out of your forehead.
No, I'm on the...
Hey, Ryan, what do you think?
I'm getting a chainsaw.
You got no gas.
There's no gas.
What are you going
to
do?
You don't think that there's any gas in a Home Depot?
There's no gas in the Home Depot.
All I'm saying is by the time you find the gas, you're in trouble.
Yeah. It's got to be quick.
The thing is, the most obvious answers, they've got
I'll get an electric chainsaw.
Let me ask him one question.
Electric chainsaw.
How many times have you operated a chainsaw in your life?
It was negative one.
He watched Evil Dead.
He sees a chainsaw massacre.
He's going to kill himself with that chainsaw. That's what's happening.
So Ryan's dead right off the bat. He's killed
it's
by
an
electric chainsaw.
I'm the one that comes out of there.
No, the tow motor is killing you guys.
Well, you can't walk. What are you talking about?
We aren't doing it today. We're going to do it when everybody's healthy.
Oh, we're going to wait until we're healthy to do this?
Yeah, I got to go. In that case,
I'm putting my money on me. I think I've got good chance here.
Well, what are you going to do? Throw candy bars at stuff?
No, I'm just going to wait you guys out. Yeah, I'll throw some Reese's peanut butter cups.
I go to the candy bar, start to rub it on them. See if I can get them going to the
sugar
shock.
That would be tempting for me, too. That would be tempting.
Well, you're going to die. You might as well have some candy.
If I'm going down, I might as well have candy. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I might as well have some good candy before I go.
Oh, I'm making... That place is a disaster when I get done with that tow motor.
You're deader than dead. You are so dead.
He's literally a sitting target at that point.
Yeah, he's just sitting
there. No, I know how to drive a tow motor.
I'm flinging axes at that
idiot. You know what,
idiot.
Too? The thing is, we're all teaming up on you, too. It doesn't matter. We'll be like, all right, guys.
Hey, that's my whole life story.
Idiot wants to use a tow motor. He deserves it.
Let's get him first, and then we'll worry about it. We'll count to 10. We can each run, and then we'll fight each other after we kill Idiot. Yeah,
well, don't worry. You're all dead.
You know what?
I wonder where Roach is. Oh, he's backing up somewhere on the tow motor.
First of all, I run down Ryan because he's on his phone Googling how to start a chainsaw. So he's gone. He's not even looking.
I'll be watching YouTube videos on how to operate small machinery.
I stop up front. I get a bunch of candy bars. I give them the stuff. I start whipping at them when I see them. He goes into sugar shock. Then I run him down. Old man can't run fast enough. I get him before he even gets there.
I'll tell you, I think somewhere like the bee sprays and stuff like that, those ones that can shoot hornet's nests from 25 feet with a nice spray, I think that would be a good weapon to have.
That would be a good weapon.
Right? Take some
people down. I grab one of those and a lighter.
Yeah.
Oh.
He'll be driving around on fire in that tow motor.
First of all, the thing we're forgetting, where do you begin? Do you begin at the front door and it's just like, all right, go?
Like supermarket sweep?
How is he getting to the tow motor anyway? He can't walk.
We'll watch him wobble.
I'm like a speedy 55-year-old now.
After about After a half an hour of watching him wobble, we'll go, all right, let's kill him.
I'll just walk behind him with an axe, wait for him to start climbing on the tow motor, and put it in his head. Done. One down.
I can walk faster than you.
With his popular...
That's a sad race.
The three of us will be watching the two
the
idiots
three of us
going
will
after
die
each
laughing
other.
At the two of you trying to
I'll be eating my candy bars watching you two idiots.
We're missing gold right here. This is what the YouTube channel needs to be. With as popular as Fortnite is and Hunger Games was, Four Fat Deathmatch is the next big thing.
There's a lot of turnover in casting, though. That's the only problem.
I'd like to play Fortnite just because I hear so much about it.
You know what it is? This is what
it's Four Fat Deathmatch.
No, I played Fortnite, and I said, no way, because it's almost Call of Duty, except you got
to
build stuff and junk.
Oh, who
and
wants
I'm
to
like,
that?
No.
Eagle would like it because he builds
farms.
Yeah,
he would. He'd be like fireman and stuff. I just want to kill people.
We used to play Age of Empires. And he was ridiculous. He'd be building stuff. I could watch every little move I could watch. You could see certain things he does.
Uh-huh.
He's building all. He's taking all this time. He ain't building military because he thinks
he's gonna.
I gotta get ready for the war. So he's building all these fortresses. You know what I was doing? I only beat him like three times. But you know what I did? This is like 5 minutes in the game, and all I did is get as many troops as I could,
and I attacked.
He had nothing ready. He had no defense, nothing, and I just slaughtered his little people. Then one time he sent his dog over, and I killed it.
Yeah, that pissed me off. You let a man's dog back. I shot my dog.
He sent his dog over to spy on me, so I shot him.
He wandered off. He wasn't spying. He's a dog. You don't do anything.
He's an enemy dog.
You know,
so
the funny part
down.
Is, Abel was in the, he was little at the time. He was in the room with me. This was a long time ago. And he goes, whose dog is that? I go, that's Roach. I said to Abel, that's Roach. Roach is sending his dog over on us, Abel. I'll take care of it.
Pop, 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 pop.
I think I shot arrows at it or something. And he goes, what the fuck? shot my dog? You know, because you could talk to each other?
Yeah, yeah.
I said, yeah, I shot your effing dog.
maybe we should film like all the kids do anyway. Film us playing Fortnite against each other.
I'm telling you, that's YouTube gold right there.
I don't know how. I mean, you got to have four systems, though, right, to do it?
I don't know. You're asking me. I have no clue how they do
this. This is the trouble we have at Man Week, because we only have one system, and you can't four of us play.
It is the trouble. They make these systems now, so if you're not playing online,
right,
you can't have three or four people together.
Could we play online?
I don't know.
Or do we have to have four systems to even play online?
You'd have to have two. If you have two people on a system and you want to play online with four of you, you need two systems and two TVs, and then you need the internet. If you got that, you can do it.
You could do that. It's on iPhone.
It is on your iPhone, too.
You're not playing on your iPhone, little thing.
You can play on your iPhone.
Yeah, but we're not going up there playing
on it, but like I said, I don't like building crap. I want to just kill people.
See,
I honestly think it would be fun if we had four computers in there. I could bring a laptop.
Four game systems, you mean?
No, you could play online as long as you have them downloaded on your computer, right?
Oh, yeah. If we all had a laptop in front of you, you could...
I could bring mine.
Hey, if I got my money, I can go out and buy us all laptops.
We'd also have to film what's actually going on screen so that people
can see. Yeah, you'd have to have a view of us.
I don't care about that, Stu. I'm talking about Man Week. If we all brought a computer...
We got to get Kevin to do this, so... You're asking a lot there.
Yeah,
You're not just killing people. You got to build crap. You got to.
Well, I'm talking about like more weapons. Like Call of Duty.
Well, yeah, we could do that on TV.
But online it'd be more fun. You'd be, you know, four of us against each other, or two of us working together, and it's not split screen.
We forget Man Weekend. We got to do this for our YouTube channel. Who's not watching Four Fat Fortnite?
I'm telling you, I'm working on the YouTube channel next week. It's going to start.
Yeah, we've heard this before, Roach.
I need help. I need somebody to help me move stuff.
We need to figure out what we need to do.
Roach is available.
Film ourselves, film what's going on the screen. YouTube, Four Fat Fortnite.
Did you put your phone up there? Just try it right now. Put your phone up there and take a video. You can see us all.
Hey.
You can't see us. Hey, thanks for listening. From here.
How do you know?
Yeah, you don't know. Put it up there in the corner.
Right. Josh, can we go to a break?
No, we already took a break. Here's a question. What type of meat would you never eat?
Ooh, if you had to pick one that you can't eat ever again?
No. What's one that you would never even consider eating?
Ooh.
I don't think there is one.
Human?
Well, yeah, there you go. How about human? Well, it depends on how hungry. Are we starving?
No, it's your choice.
Oh, then human. It's easy.
Is there one that you would not be willing to try? I'd say let's take human off the table.
Oh,
is there another kind of meat that you would just absolutely never be willing to try?
Puppy?
I'd say first, just normal, and then second, hungry.
I mean, I don't like veal because it's baby cows too, but I wouldn't eat puppy, but I'd eat dog.
It's had a good 3 years to experience the world.
What the heck? Hey, if you were starving, you had to eat?
Well, starving, I'm eating humans.
Oh, me too.
Oh my God.
I would. Hey, I'd barbecue you right up.
Throw you out in the stove?
Put a little ketchup on you? It'd be delicious.
If you're starving, you don't have ketchup.
We'll put them out in the stove, slow cook them.
We'd have to cook him for a long time.
Make it nice
right
and
there.
Tender.
Holy Christ. If we cooked Roach and Ryan, we'd be set for a long time.
Oh, you could eat a long time. We'd have to smoke them, though.
Because you want to save it.
Like beef jerky them.
Yeah.
We'd have enough beef jerky for 3 or 4 years.
I'd eat most, like, regular
Yeah, what
animals.
Would you eat?
I don't like a dog. I don't know.
I mean, flamingo. Would you eat a flamingo?
Why not?
What the hell?
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just throwing
stuff
out.
What do you think human jerky tastes like?
I'm not eating rat.
Why?
I'd eat rat. Oh. Hell yeah, I'd eat rat.
I'd eat some rats.
I'd eat a rat.
I'm not eating rat.
Why?
Oh, because they're disgusting animals.
How are they any more disgusting than any other animal?
Dogs are disgusting too. The Roomba dog over there. I ain't eating that dog. Come on. Ugh.
He'd be full of good nutrients.
Oh, God. That's why I can't eat dogs.
My dog would be full of some good stuff in there.
Oh, stop.
See, I think there's a difference. I mean, because you go into moral dilemmas when you say, would you eat this or would you eat that if you're not starving?
Right.
Because there's, you know,
sure.
There's acceptable things to eat.
I say dogs and cats, but
in this country, dogs and cats would be unacceptable. Even some people's horse.
But there are other countries where that's very acceptable. So
then when you say
cows,
maybe not starving,
but hungry.
Cows are very unacceptable.
There's nothing I wouldn't eat. If we needed to eat something to survive, there's nothing.
We should ask Switzerland, is there any animal they won't eat? Where's our guy?
Well, you know, why are we bugging the one listener we have?
Yeah.
We keep bugging the one listener.
Here's your homework for next week.
Because not only does he listen, but he also responds.
He responded to
us. That's it.
We got to be. I feel like we actually do have a friend with this guy.
We might stay with him when we go for our world tour.
Yeah. He did put on their stub shit-eating dog.
You did. That's right. My dog got a place in their whatever their system is.
You're like in high school.
Seven-man seat.
You're like in high school when a good-looking girl said hi to you, and you just keep annoying her. And she doesn't even want to say hi anymore.
Well,
this is how the Swiss guy is going to be like, guys, stop talking to me.
Well, so then we will be down to zero listeners.
All right. I got one last question for you. It's a speed round. Would you rather wake up without any hands or without any genitals?
Oh my God.
No hair and no hands, no genitals. What are you choosing?
Am I feeling any of this?
No, you just don't have them anymore.
Genitals.
Yeah, genitals.
I don't know, man. I might go hands because I think even without my hands, I could rub it enough.
How are you getting anywhere?
What do you mean, how am I getting anywhere?
How do you open doors?
You learn how to use your little wrists.
Yeah, I don't think you want to lose your hands.
To go,
you want to lose your genitals?
I don't want to lose that, but I mean, the rest of my life, I got to go without hands.
The rest of your life, you got to go without genitals?
At a certain point, you don't really need it anymore anyways.
Well, the truth is, we're all married, so...
If you're born without hands, you're just used to it. But you suddenly lose your hands, there is a whole lot of stuff you're not doing anymore because it's going to take you a long time to figure out how
to... He wants his genitals for like 10 seconds of his life.
10 good seconds.
Yeah, they're good seconds, but then you're going to go sit down to get on to watch TV, and you can't even turn the TV on.
I can. I use my wrist.
Got to figure it out.
I get big buttons.
Hey, here's an upside to no hands. You don't have to work anymore.
He doesn't have to work anymore.
Yeah, that's true. But I do. I wouldn't have to work anymore.
Yeah,
well, how's he operating his tractor and his
four-wheeler?
Yeah. And
he's gonna have to do some severe modifications.
They've got prosthesis
there.
Stuff you can use to do it.
I think you're overestimating how good that's gonna be.
I'm just saying you don't want to lose your genitals.
Or you can just reroute all the controls to your genitals.
Nobody wants to lose either, but they have no choice.
How are you gonna pee?
It's one of the.
Well, it's not like a
there's
tonsil.
Gotta be some.
Maybe you don't have to.
You're
going
to have a bag.
Yeah.
I don't know. Producer? I gave you every word of the question.
If I don't have to pee anymore, that's like a good.
See,
at least 5 minutes
all,
I save every day.
You're getting all technical. If it's going to be. I mean, other than.
All technical, somehow you have to pee. That's just human biology.
Well, right, but I'm sure there's got to be a way. I mean, it's.
Yeah, you're going to have a bag.
All right.
At least you'll have hands to change your bag every.
What if
so
it just
often?
Runs out of your butt?
Yeah. What if it comes out that hole?
Yeah. What if it just runs out your butt?
Because that's what they do.
What if it comes out that hole?
Yeah. How you feel now, smart guy? Yeah. What if it just runs out your butt?
Jeez.
We're too dumb to have this podcast.
I know.
Yeah, there should have been a test we had to pass before they gave us these microphones.
That's the trouble with these podcasts. Anybody can do it.
We're living proof.
We're definite proof that anyone can do it.
Anyone can do it, but we are also proof that anyone that does it doesn't mean they're going to make it big on a podcast.
Yeah, we've proven that you don't have to listen.
Yeah.
Good night, Switzerland.
See ya.
Bye, Switzerland.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.